From the automotive capital of the world, welcome to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
When I come up to a stop, if I use the brake and stop, then when I let off the brake to go, it jerks.
Problems with your car, truck, motorcycle, minivan, or RV? The solution is just a phone call away. 1-800-859-0957. That's 1-800-859-0957.
I put new front rotors, and when I turn left or right with my foot on the brake, I get a pulsation of the ABS.
And remember, The Car Show is designed for everyone, whether you do your own work, take your car to the dealership, or to the independent service center of your choice.
When it's cold and I start to move, it like the transmission slips and then it catches. What's the answer for that, guys?
Your calls and more when The Car Show returns.
Did you know that one out of every three vehicles worldwide is powered by Clarios? They're a massive global force in energy storage, bringing advanced battery technology to the everyday driver. We recently caught up with Clarios Product Portfolio Director Troy Henke to talk about the accelerating transition to AGM technology. Troy talked about why the electrical demands of today's vehicles have surpassed what traditional battery architectures can handle.
Regardless of powertrain, electrical loads are rapidly increasing due to consumer demands, software-defined vehicle architectures, and various by-wire systems. Even when the vehicle is off, the battery continues to support key electrical loads, like over-the-air updates and security systems. These higher power demands require advanced battery technologies like AGM to handle frequent charging and discharging while delivering reliable power in critical situations.
Visit autobatteries.com to keep your ride reliably powered for the road ahead.
Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It is, remember, every Thursday morning, 10 a.m. Dan and I are here to field your calls, answer your emails, take your text messages, your voicemails. What else, Dan? Telegrams?
You could even do it with a homing pigeon.
Homing pigeon, matter. Yes. Yeah. We're right here in the Fisher Building. I'll send Cindy. Cindy, could you look out and see if there's any pigeons out there?
Well, hey, that high up. Look outside the window. Look how, we're, 20 floors up?
Exactly. So any way to get a hold of us is on thecarshow.com. Very easy to get a hold of us, and we're here. And Dan always likes to answer questions. And when you guys don't have questions, then I'm forced to pepper Dan with questions, and then Dan gets annoyed with me, and it's a whole thing.
Yeah, it seems like I have to repeat myself so many times.
I'm like your work wife, Dan. I'm not listening to you. And then I just offended a whole section of the population.
Yes, you did.
That's what I do. That's my one talent in life, Dan. Let's do an email before I get myself in further trouble here. How about that?
Okay.
This person has a 2017 Honda CR-V. They have 87,000 miles on it. They said right now it's at the dealership and they're completing some AC work. A main seal broke and it's covered under warranty, so they're working on it. The tech is telling him that the work has to stop because a bolt is seized up due to rust and the subframe could break. They said they're going to have to send the car to a body shop to get it fixed, and they may have to get insurance involved now. He said he's not sure what to do at this point, and he just would like to have a second opinion.
Okay. Well, keep in mind, you know, a lot of this happens, especially if we're in the area, you know, in the Rust Belt and where they use a lot of calcium chloride and so forth. Yep. For de-icing the roads. Not uncommon, you know, on many vehicles, but what I've done in the past, and it's not so much breaking the subframe as much as you know, snapping the bolt off, or instead of having four bolts that would hold the subframe up, it would only be three. And you don't want to do that because it's a safety thing at that point. But what I've done in the past, regardless of the type of vehicle it is, the bolt, the long bolt that will go through the subframe up into the attaching area, normally is a piece that is welded to that internal area that you cannot see. So what I've done in the past is you take a metal hole saw and you find the area you assume, and you look that where you think that nut would be, which is often, you know, you could be an inch off either way. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
And why you put that access hole in there is so you can actually take an acetylene torch then, and you can heat that nut that is welded to the attaching portion mm-hmm. of the body. It may be into the body wherever it's at. And then by heating it, and then of course you're going to want to use a CRC product, which is a lubricant and a penetrant. In fact, this stuff works up to about 300 degrees.
Oh, wow.
And it's non-flammable. It's called Knock Her Loose. And it's a CRC product. And of course, all of them products can be purchased like at my favorite parts store, Advanced Auto Parts. And, you know, heat it up first, you know, drill the hole, heat it up first. And after you get it all heated up nice and that, you can spray the Knocker Loose by CRC on it, the penetrating lubricant, and let it soak in. And then don't use an impact tool. Do it by hand. You know, take a long breaker bar and break it loose, get it to move, and then they can work that out of there. I mean, I've done it, you know, so many times, and, you know, over the past my lifetime, many times. I don't want to age myself. I was gonna put a year factor in there, but I decided not to.
I can tell by hearing it's like Dad's gonna have an ear, and then he's gonna wait a minute.
but you know, it doesn't have to go to a body shop. In fact, you know, a lot of these service technicians, if he's a younger guy, probably doesn't know the process that they do it on. But if they trust him with a metal hole saw to drill through. And then of course you got two options. Then you can either, because of where you're going to drill through, and it's not going to affect the structure at all. It's just, you're just making an access hole.
Yeah.
And then this way you don't have to worry about snapping it off. Or most importantly, what I've seen, guys will keep on going and they think it's moving. And what they actually do is they take that nut that's either welded onto the inside, or sometimes it's held within a like a cage, mm-hmm. a metal cage, and they'll twist it around and then it spins. So that's why he's cautious. But again, yes, you drill that hole, and you can, you know, if you use a inch and a quarter hole, you can buy an inch and a quarter plastic cap to plug it off and get it done. I mean, there are ways to do this where you can actually get onto the other side. So, and of course the manufacturer does that is to make it easy for them when they're doing assembly. And, you know, a lot of vehicles will have accessible nuts that hold them on. In some vehicles, they go into what we call a blind hole, a blind area.
Yeah. And this sounds like one of those things that if you haven't done it for a number of years, you don't know that. It's like maybe he's got a less experienced technician who hasn't seen this problem before to know how to solve it. And so instead of trying to figure it out, he's just going, I got to move on to my next job.
Right.
I'll send it to somebody who does know how to do it.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not in every case that your subframe has to be lowered either.
So. Right. And so, I mean, it's not a problem that's normal, and it's something he probably hasn't seen before, so he wouldn't think of this because he's just thinking, I got to keep moving forward.
That's correct.
Yeah. So it's not like a technician problem. It's more of an experience problem.
There you go.
Right
on the money.
And that's why we keep you here, because you got the experience, Dan.
I know.
Today's diesel fuel lacks lubricity. This can lead to fuel system failure, costing thousands in repairs. You can prevent these issues with Hot Shot Secret products. Clean injectors boost cetane, increase fuel economy, all while adding 4 times more lubricity than the leading competitor. Claims proven by real-world use and confirmed by third-party ASTM testing. Hotshot Secret EDT. It's available nationwide at truck stops, farm and automotive stores, and online at hotshotsecret.com. Motorrad is a longtime OE supplier offering innovative thermal engine management and evaporative emission solutions for nearly every ICE, hybrid, and EV vehicle on the road today. The Motorrad name is synonymous with quality and reliability, comprehensive coverage of vehicle models, and exceptional customer service. We recently had the chance to sit down with Brandon Kite, Motorrad Global Vice President. Brandon talked about how Motorrad provides leading vehicle coverage.
We strive for coverage of 95 to 98% of U.S. vehicles on the road in all of our 15 product categories. At Motorrad, we feature first-to-market products, meaning as new vehicles hit the market, we want to offer products for them within 9 to 12 months. This is obviously well before the warranty period is over and helps fill a void, as dealerships typically don't have readily available stock on these parts. Motorrad's new product launch plan includes an astonishing 2,500 products released in the United States, Canada, and Mexico.
You can find out more about Motorrad's leading coverage right there at Motorrad.com. From the makers of trusted products like Brake Clean and Mass Airflow Sensor Cleaner, CRC delivers another best-in-class solution for vehicle maintenance and repair. The CRC GDI Service Pack includes everything needed to remove carbon at six critical points in the engine. MAF sensor, throttle body, combustion chamber, intake valve, spark plugs, and fuel injectors. This comprehensive treatment is effective in increasing vehicle MPG and restoring horsepower in a very easy-to-use kit. You can drive to crcindustries.com for more information.
To The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
I want to remind you that The Car Show is brought to you in part by Blue Def, America's number one brand of diesel exhaust fluid, triple filtered, tested to meet or exceed the strictest OEM standards. You can learn more right there at bluedef.com. Mr. Petras, what has been going on with you this week in the shop? Anything good?
Well, you know, well, I always get the strange problems, okay?
I'm sorry, I'll quit bringing them to you.
No.
Oh, you mean car problems. I'm sorry. I thought you meant my mental state.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Well, Brian, you already told me you're not a psychiatrist. So.
No, but I need one.
But, yeah, but, you know, what comes out is, you know, we know that people keep their cars. I mean, I know a lot of individuals. In fact, you know, because of my age and the age I've been in business, I have an aging customer base.
Sure.
And one of my customers, she brought in a 2011 Ford Crown Victoria, only had 44,000 miles on it, which is nothing. Okay. And, you know, the Crown Vic and the Mercury Marquis, they quit making them vehicles back in 2011. And her complaint was that the car was driving fine. You know, city driving and so forth. But as soon as she would go above 50 miles an hour, she would have to take and correct herself while she was going down the road. And what I would call this is, it's called bump steering. So like you would hit a little bump and it would go one way, you hit another little bump, go the other way. And she said, you know, it steered relatively easy, but it, you know, making a turn, you know, a lot of cars, when you make the turn, the steering wheel can return in your hand, you know, it kind of like follows suit a little bit. And so, you know, put it up on the lift, did a total inspection of the suspension, and everything checked fine. I mean, like I said, 44,000 miles on this vehicle. And so what I did is I just happened to notice in looking down that most vehicles have what they call an intermediate shaft. In other words, it'll go from the steering column and then it'll go to either the power steering gear or it'll go to the power steering rack. Mm-hmm. All dependent on the system. Well, what was going on is she really didn't drive this a lot. And of course we know that with 44,000 miles, but it was not stored in a garage. She kept it outside. It was on a car port area, but really not so covered, you know, So it was prone to all the moisture. And what I noticed when I looked down at the intermediate shaft, I noticed that there was a rust, like bleeding out of these little, they're real tiny little universal joints. And I noticed that. So I said, well, let's do this. Let's do a check here. So I disconnected the intermediate shaft from the steering column and pulled that down. And this case is pretty accessible because there was a lot of room, you know, in that engine compartment. And sure enough, the rusty looking universal joint was binding. So what was happening is that this was not returning because the binding of that steering shaft, which explains why it was wandering. It wasn't returning back. So what did I do at that point? I started off, boy, this is an old car. Let's start off and, you know, called the dealer And they told me that part was no longer available. So you've got to be kidding. Well, that's not a good one. So naturally, I called Advance, and they happened to have, now this was a shocking part about it. They did not have it in stock, but their local warehouse did. They had that intermediate shaft in stock, and it was a Dorman product, you know, from Dorman, which of course, you know, they offer hundreds, if not thousands, of replacement parts that are either, you know, better or equal to than the original equipment.
Yep.
And bought that part, put it on, and by the end of the day, she had her vehicle back and reported back to me. She goes, you know, that probably was going on for a long time because this car has never steered that easy. And, you know, wandering is gone. So she was tickled to death.
Wow.
And again, another kudo for Dorman products. And overall, bottom line is she's happy. That's all that matters. And, you know, again, 44,000 miles is no miles. But, you know, what I call this, Brian, is when cars sit around, you know, I do a lot for used car lots, too, mm-hmm. that I call it lot rot. You know, where these vehicles sit, and then, you know, if they're not driven every day, you know, things happen to them.
Right.
And, you know, she was the type of lady that would just go grocery shopping and, you know, go to the doctor and go to church and things like that. So, right. You know, it wasn't driven extensively.
Yeah. There's a lot of cars out there that are like that. And people, I think, just sort of assume that if my car's sitting there, it'll be fine.
Right. Yeah. So, and the only other thing I want to add to that, you know, mm-hmm. again, when I do an inspection, I look at everything, was the fact that, and this was surprising, she had a six-year-old battery in the vehicle. And this gave me an opportunity to, because I asked her, are you going to keep this? She goes, oh, this is going to be the last car I ever have. I said, well, why don't we do an upgrade on this? So we went with an AGM battery, a glass mat battery, mm-hmm. instead of this flooded acid battery on this vehicle. And, you know, it's all about preventative maintenance. So, you know, I told her, you know, let's go same thing. Let's go to, you know, Advance Auto Parts and get a battery from them. And, you know, this way, if you ever have a problem, you know, if I'm not around, you can always go back to them, and they even install batteries. So if it fails, but that's the best part about it. And again, that's because of the fact that they have, you know, the well-known name of Die Hard. So Die Hard's been around for a long time, and they sell the Die Hard batteries. And in fact, there's something going on with them right now about a Die Hard product. That aren't we going to do a giveaway on that?
We are. We have the Die Hard toolkit.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Cindy drew the name out of my hat. She made me take my hat off, put a bunch of names in it. It was very annoying. Dale Wiltsy has won our 73-piece kit. Let me do this.
Uh-oh.
It's not going to work because my my computer just died. And what if I do this?
There we go.
Congratulations, Dale. It's a 73-piece diehard set, courtesy of Advance Auto Parts. So when you next time you're at Advance Auto Parts, Dale, walk in there and say, hey, guys, thank you for the Die Hard 73-piece roadside emergency kit. The guys in the shop, probably we don't know what you're talking about, but Advance Auto Parts is great giving us this to give away, and this kit is really, like I said, I was a little bit, maybe I'll keep this for myself, but no. We'll give this to Dale. Dale, so stick this in the back of your car. It's a diehard kit, so it's got to be quality, right? And it's got that organized section that rolls up like one of those chef's knife kits, which is really, really cool. If you want to look for it online, just go to advanceautoparts.com, and you can Google it right there, diehard 73-piece roadside emergency toolkit. And, I mean, it's more than worth the value of $63. So I think. But
well,
yes.
It's nice. And what I like about it, too, it'll fit anywhere, and you don't have that rattling like if everything was in a toolbox.
Yes. And it compacts it, but it condenses it down with that roll-up that you could, like you, as you pointed out last week, you can unroll it on your trunk or on your hood, and it's not going to scratch up, and you can see all the tools you have right in front of you and pick the right tool that you need.
And boy, I like that. If I don't have to bend over, it's wonderful.
I am 100% with you on that, Dan. if to top not bending over, if I could get somebody else to do the work for me while I sit somewhere and observe, that's even better for me.
Hey, that works. That works.
But congratulations to Dale. And thank you to Advanced Auto Parts and to Die Hard for providing this set for us, because it's really nice to be able to give listeners something that's cool. And this is definitely something that's very, very cool.
I agree.
So Dale, you'll be getting a message from me. You can send me your information. It'll be private. I'm not going to send everybody's information in public, but then we'll get this kit shipped to you ASAP. I'm very envious, I have to admit.
You always are.
Speed Perks is now Advanced Rewards at Advanced Auto Parts, featuring a fresh new look and more ways to save. You can earn points every time you shop, plus enjoy bonus offers on products that you buy most. Rack up rewards fast with $5 for every 500 points earned. Download the Advanced Auto Parts mobile app to track your points, access exclusive deals, even combine coupons up to $100 for your next purchase. You can learn more at advancedautoparts.com. That's advancedautoparts.com. Today's diesel fuel lacks lubricity. This can lead to fuel system failure, costing thousands in repairs. You can prevent these issues with Hot Shot Secret products. Clean injectors boost cetane, increase fuel economy, all while adding 4 times more lubricity than the leading competitor. Claims proven by real-world use and confirmed by third-party ASTM testing. Hot Shot Secret EDT. It's available nationwide at truck stops, farm and automotive stores, and online at hotshotsecret.com.
Car Show continues with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
It does. Remember that the Car Show is brought to you in part by Standard. Standard's a full-line supplier of vehicle control and engine management products, offering more than 50,000 precision-engineered components. Professional technicians have trusted Standard since 1919. You can learn more at standardbrand.com. Dan trusts Standard Brand, but not since 1919. It's a little sooner than that.
Oh, like I stated before, I know that brand name back when I was growing up at my father's service station. Standard was there.
Yep. And if it's been around that long, it's reliable.
Standard. And of course, they're different divisions like Four Seasons and of course, Blue Streak Ignition Products. Yep. I mean, it's, just a name that sticks in my head even after all this time because it was quality.
Of course. And if it's still around, it has to be quality, because if it wasn't quality, it would have been gone way before now.
You're right. And that's why I'm surprised you're still working, Brian.
me too. You would think they would have found somebody better to replace me, but apparently the pay isn't high enough to get somebody of quality in there to help you, Dan.
Well, you told me you do it as a hobby. That's why.
Practically. Let's do an email here. This person has a 2007 Nissan Sentra. This is kind of an unusual problem. He said he's getting an oil change. The oil light keeps coming on. The problem is he's on a waiting list now. And it's going to be 2 days before he can get his oil changed. He wants to know, he can't remember if he had a synthetic, a conventional, or a blend in his car. So he's wondering if he puts a quart of blend into his car, is that going to cause any problems overall getting the oil changed? And he said the 2000 Sentra uses a 5W30 weight.
Right. No, not at all. He can go with the blend. Mm-hmm. In fact, a lot of vehicles, even back in 2007, still used either a blend or a conventional oil. It all depends on, year, make, and model. Mm-hmm. But all you have to remember, if you need to put it in, you just go with the recommended viscosity. In that case, he did mention 5W30. And of course, a lot of people think the W in the 5W30 stands for weight. It doesn't. It stands for winter.
Yep.
In other words, 30 would be the you know, the summertime weight, and then during the winter months, the pourability would be a 5-weight oil. So that's why it's always important to use the same viscosity for your engine as recommended.
So the viscosity is what's more important than it being a blend or a full synthetic.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I would have asked the same question because it, you know, you worry about mixing that kind of stuff, and is that going to cause any problems in the car? You know.
Well, and you look at it this way too. He's dealing with something that he knows he's low on oil.
Yep.
He's concerned about it. So something is better than nothing, too, Brian. So
yeah, correct.
Until he can get in. So.
Until the 2 days lapse and he can go get the oil changed properly.
Right.
Okay, here's another one, another email. You can email us, thecarshowdetroit@gmail.com. This person has a 2013 Honda Civic, 96,000 miles on it. They said they just replaced the battery, and the car's been sitting for over a month. They took it for a ride, and they heard grinding sounds, and the braking, they said, was a lot slower. Besides replacing the brakes, they want to know, should they replace the rotors and the calipers as well? And then they're wondering approximately how much will parts like that run them for brakes and rotors and everything.
Well, here let's go backwards a little bit here, Brian, mm-hmm. back from the beginning. Mm-hmm. They changed the battery. Changing a battery should have nothing to do with grinding brakes unless the vehicle has been setting for a while. And if it has been, it's not uncommon for the brake rotors and everything to become very rusty. So the grinding noise could be from it being set, you know, sitting around for a while. It doesn't necessarily mean that it needs brakes. Okay. It means that you need to drive it a little bit. And again, we don't know all the details.
No.
Was it set, you know, why is it grinding? But keep in mind that when you deal with brake rotors and also the friction material, the brake pads, you know, you can go to, you know, your advanced auto parts store and, you know, you can get items like Better and Best, for an example. Okay. Both would be great. Mm-hmm. The Best in many cases will have a lifetime warranty, mm-hmm. where the in-between would have, maybe a 2-year or 3-year warranty on it, which at that point, I think it doesn't matter. I always like going, especially if you live in the Rust Belt or an area that uses a lot of salt for de-icing in the winter months, I always recommend going with the Better, mainly because of the fact that the rotors are most likely polymer coated. They have a coating on them to prevent the rust from forming, especially on what they call the hat. The hat is where the hub's at. And also, you know, around the outside, in many cases, you'll see rotors would need to be replaced because the rust will start on the very outside lip of the rotor, and then it'll creep in. So by having the polymer coating on that, the rust won't creep because it's sealed in. And, you know, I always recommend, too, that if this person is going to be doing their own service work, which, you know, I see a lot of individuals today working on their,
Trying to save a little bit of money. Absolutely.
Yep. And then, you know, always make sure that, you know, when you buy your brake pads and rotors, that you also purchase the CRC, the caliper grease,
brake clean.
Also the brake clean. In fact, again, new product or newer product for them is the foaming brake cleaner, which I like because it has that ability. You know, a normal brake clean, when you spray it on, can get rid of the oil and some of the debris on it. But if you have an area that's pretty grimy and dirty, like around the calipers and that, the foaming part of it actually helps because it doesn't evaporate as fast. And you can actually, you know, get a better cleaning with the foaming brake cleaner. And always when you do the brake service, the caliper mounting bracket, of course, you have to take these brackets off in order to put the rotors on. Make sure that the face of the hub, the bearing hub, is clean. Remove the rust on that. Wash it off with your CRC brake clean. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, when it comes to the caliper mounting bracket, you want to make sure that the mounting bracket is free of rust, because you're going to replace the abutment clips, the stainless steel clips, and you want to make sure that surface under these clips are free from rust. And if they are, you need to prep it to the point, clean it up, paint it, and then put it back together, because 99% of the brake problems are because of noise. And what you don't want is noise.
Yeah. Yeah, and he says here that the braking was a lot slower, which I don't understand exactly what that means, if it means having a hard time stopping or it was a heavy, a soft pedal.
Which tells me then there's a good possibility that the vehicle was setting for a while, mm-hmm. had to put a battery in it because mm-hmm. it was bad. And then if you're loaded with surface rust on the rotors, mm-hmm. yes, it will feel slower because you have that debris, the rust that's on it. It's going to feel that way until you clean that rust off. But again, the right way to check brakes. Yes, you can see on most vehicles, you can look right through and see a brake pad. But there's no way you can see that inboard pad. And that's the pad that normally will wear out the soonest because it's on the caliper piston end. That's the where all the beginning pressure starts. Okay. So yeah, don't go out there and look, say, oh, I can see brake lining. That may not be the case because the inboard pad could be worn down to replacement level or even to the point where it's almost metal to metal.
Right. So if you take it somewhere and you want a brake inspection, make sure that they're pulling the wheel off, doing a full inspection, not just a visual inspection.
Right. Absolutely. And the reason for that, too, the thing was, you've got, a quarter inch of lining left or 3/32nds. But you have to remember over time, too, the friction material, all the metals and the ceramics mm-hmm. and Kevlars and everything that's involved in this pad. They can become heat treated and crystallized over time. And that way too, if you have that, you have less heat transfer and that affects your braking. In fact, I always let a lot of other people know, they may not notice the brakes being any better after a brake service, mm-hmm. Within city driving, but it's that one time they're on the expressway doing 70 miles an hour and they hit the brakes, they can't believe how much sooner the vehicle stops compared to what they had before.
And that's it's a safety thing. It's not just,
always. I mean, it's not a bad idea. Every time you have the, your tires rotated, which you should, mm-hmm. on a front wheel drive car, maybe every 5,000 to 6,000 miles, every oil change. And some manufacturers on all wheel drive vehicles recommend it a lot sooner. So, Do that and keep up on it, and you'll have a safe driving vehicle.
Right, and as long as they're rotating the tires, say, hey, as long as you got the tires off, let's inspect the brakes.
That's what I was leading into.
Win-win.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, as long as they're doing it, let them do it all.
Always. Yeah. Let them do it.
And if somebody else will do it for you, all the better.
Just like for you, Brian.
Exactly.
Did you know that one out of every three vehicles worldwide is powered by Clarios? They're a massive global force in energy storage, bringing advanced battery technology to the everyday driver. We recently caught up with Clarios Product Portfolio Director Troy Henke to talk about the accelerating transition to AGM technology. Troy talked about why the electrical demands of today's vehicles have surpassed what traditional battery architectures can handle.
Regardless of powertrain, electrical loads are rapidly increasing due to consumer demands, software-defined vehicle architectures, and various by-wire systems. Even when the vehicle is off, the battery continues to support key electrical loads, like over-the-air updates and security systems. These higher power demands require advanced battery technologies like AGM to handle frequent charging and discharging while delivering reliable power in critical situations.
Visit autobatteries.com to keep your ride reliably powered for the road ahead.
To The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
Want to remind you that we are brought to you in part by K-Seal, the leader in coolant leak repair. In the shop, products that work are essential. That's why professional technicians like Dan choose K-Seal. It's a one-step coolant leak repair. Just shake, pour, and go. With over 13 million bottles sold worldwide, K-Seal is a proven solution. You can learn more right there at kseal.com. Let's do another quick email here. This is a little bit of a fancy car, in my opinion. 2020 Porsche. about 18,000 miles on it. Says he's been chasing a front suspension creaking noise for a few days. The symptoms are he gets a creak over like speed bumps. He says it's more noticeable if you take them at a faster speed. He can also reproduce this creak when he turns the steering wheel while it's stationary. He goes, otherwise, the car's driving perfectly, no warning lights at all. The Porsche service center told him it was worn upper control arms and recommended that they replace them. He goes, but before I do that, have you heard of these symptoms before? Does replacing the upper control arms work? Will it solve the problem? Or should I be looking for something else like a steering rack, top mounts, or a sway bar?
No, you know, with 18,000 miles, we know this is a summer car only. That's guaranteed because of the type of car it is. So what, of course, if he would have the upper control arms replaced or the control arms replaced, of course, it's going to take care of the problem. Okay. Mm-hmm. But he can be a little bit more conservative. Okay. We have to remember that control arms, they have bushings that are set like in rubber or urethane areas that over time they can, a little bit of rust can form between the metal components, you know, because it sits around and you're not driving it. So what I would do is I would get a aerosol can mm-hmm. of a spray lubricant that's made by Hot Shot Secret, okay? And it comes with a real nice little trigger on the can. In fact, I'm looking at a can right now, and it has a little wand on it. And I would spray between the rubber, and you don't have to flood it. It doesn't take much. That's why it's nice to have the trigger mm-hmm. and lubricate them areas, and then take the vehicle for a ride. You know, it may not be instant. Let it work in, or, you know, let it set and spray it, take it for a ride, and then bring it back and spray it again. And I bet you the noise probably will go away, because with 18,000 miles, mm-hmm. the creaking noise that I believe that he's hearing is the rubber component. The creaking is the squeaking from that rubber component. So if you start off and don't spray everything, just do the pivot points to start off with the uppers, because we want to locate the exact area of where the creaking noise is coming from. So, you know, you could start off with doing maybe the left front first, you know, unless he knows for a fact it's coming from the left or the right, and try to find it with process of elimination. Because then if it goes away and it works, but it comes back again, you can go back to the repair center and say, you know, I did this and yes, it worked, but now it's back again. And I want the left front control arm replaced because lubricating it made it go away. Pinpoint it. So, you know, because, you know, squeaks are probably one of the most difficult areas to locate, or rattles.
Yeah.
And a real quick, if we have time, a little joke about that. Yeah. I remember years ago, many, many years ago, working at my father's service facility, a customer was complaining about a noise in his driver's door. And it's like, boy, this is weird. And this was on a product, you know, it was a truck. Mm-hmm. And I remember the model, but I don't want to throw anybody under the bus here. but what happened was, is I pinpointed it to the driver's door. And when I removed the driver's door panel, there was a small little round bottle that had a tag on it that said, "How long did it take you to find this?" So, really? You know where that... Well, you know where that came from. That came right from the manufacturer. You know, some of the guys, you know, online. So maybe you had a joker that worked on the assembly line. But, you know, I'm talking 40 plus years, maybe 50 years ago that happened. But I had to share that because it was funny.
That is funny. I mean, that's one of those things. It's like, it took me 2 years to find this.
Yeah. You know, how long did it take you to find this? So in other words, that's the noise in the door. So anytime they would make a left-hand turn, right-hand turn, you heard something rolling. And again, it could be difficult because that's, you know, people don't understand how long it takes, you know, especially for a service technician. You know, I've always seen it too, that someone would drive into a service facility and they'll put down on a thing, no problem found at this time. Well, yeah. You know, the technician, if he has to go for a road test, you know, he's not going to get paid for that, you know, unless they get approval from the customer, you know, hey, it's going to take, you know, X amount of dollars for diagnostic time to find this. You know, so many people think that, you know, you have this magic equipment
right.
that can locate these squeaks and rattles and, but that's not the case.
Right. Or the squeak doesn't happen when you're taking that first road test. You might need to keep it a little longer. It's like, I just drove it around the block and it's not doing that. You know, I'm not
exactly,
hearing that.
Exactly. You know? Right. Exactly. So it's always, you know, why, when, where, you know, all the W's in there. When,
right.
when does it do it? You know, when it's cold out, when it's warm. I mean, there's just so many variables.
Yeah.
I've ran across that in many cases.
Yeah. And it's important, to be patient with a technician, let him figure out what the problem is. If you trust your technician, then trust him to do the job correctly.
Yes, absolutely. But again, you know, that's what I would do is use the, you know, the hotshot secret.
Yeah. Try that first.
The spray. Yeah. And give it a little and be, you know, don't flood it. You don't need much, just enough to trigger it on and have it become a little saturated, because then that way, if it says, oh, it took care of 50% of the noise, it's almost gone. Yep. Then you know where it came from. And then you can give, and in many cases too, by doing this, the noise may go away forever. So again, yes, would new control arms repair the problem? Yes, because you're loosening everything up and
yep.
you're starting over again. But with 18, you know, if he said he had 118, I'd say, well, yeah, it probably does need controls.
Yeah, but with 18, maybe do this yeah. and figure out if there is a problem or if it's just because you're only driving it part of the year.
Right. It's a seasonal vehicle.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay, here's one more. Time for one more here. This person, and this is kind of funny. He has a 2015 Camry, and he says, didn't realize until recently the importance of car washes. Says, I just realized that it prevents rust and corrosion. He goes, I've gone over a year without washing my car, which isn't the smartest thing to do. He said, now I realize I might have caused myself some problems in the future. He says, the car sits outside year-round, especially in the winter, and he's wondering if you have any input of what he could do besides keeping it clean to prevent that rust and corrosion going forward.
Well, just like anything, we know that a lot of people fear during the winter months, especially if it's going to be 20 degrees out, washing their car. So I always recommend, you know, do that on a sunny day and do it earlier in the day while you're still doing a little bit of running around, because, you know, the driving and the heat from the inside of the vehicle will help dissipate that moisture that forms. But always in the winter months too, especially if there's a lot of salt used on the roads, is specify that you want an undercarriage wash, you know, do that. You're going to spend a little bit more money, but you know, that'll help when the water sprays up there. And then what I like to do, you know, same thing it can be cold out, a nice day. You can go to some of these do-it-yourself car washes where mm-hmm. you feed the machine with quarters or whatever you want to do, and do the, you know, the brakes, the wheels, and spray inside the wheel wells, and, you know, spend a couple bucks. That's all it takes. And that's really going to make a big difference over time. Just following what we just mentioned.
Yeah, just rinse it, keep it clean.
Yes.
Seems easy, Dan. Another one in the books. I think we did a good job.
Let's do it again.
We'll do it next week. Until then, have a safe driving week ahead, everybody. Motorrad is a longtime OE supplier offering innovative thermal engine management and evaporative emission solutions for nearly every ICE, hybrid, and EV vehicle on the road today. The Motorrad name is synonymous with quality and reliability, comprehensive coverage of vehicle models, and exceptional customer service. We recently had the chance to sit down with Brandon Kite, Motorrad Global Vice President. Brandon talked about how Motorrad provides leading vehicle coverage.
We strive for coverage of 95 to 98% of U.S. vehicles on the road in all of our 15 product categories. At Motorrad, we feature first-to-market products, meaning as new vehicles hit the market, we want to offer products for them within 9 to 12 months. This is obviously well before the warranty period is over and helps fill a void, as dealerships typically don't have readily available stock on these parts. Motorrad's new product launch plan includes an astonishing 2,500 products released in the United States, Canada, and Mexico.
You can find out more about Motorrad's leading coverage right there at motorrad.com.